Revolution by Colin Cross. Another go at a bit of fanciful poetry. It imagines a time in the summer of 2019 when the government, mired in scandal and indecision, is on the verge of collapse after giving in to pressure and deciding not to leave the EU. A few hardy souls decide it is now that they must take to the barricades. These intrepid brave warriors and freedom fighters make the ultimate sacrifice, but they pave the way to a quietly effective people's revolution. Revolution. In 2019, when treachery became clear, we thought we would live forever. But we all should have known that those at the top were canny and cunning and clever. To let what they'd created sink without trace would lose them their money, their kudos, their face. The EU generals refused to stand with us. I don't know why we'd thought that they would. A goodly number, brave and fearless, men and women were cut down right where they stood. In the face of an onslaught both ruthless and brutal, many withdrew from the fray. Brave words in abundance were spoken by men. Every dog has its day. But the revolution was over before it even started. Warriors bowed but unbroken, from the field departed. The alliance, triumphant, had quickly to learn how best to govern and rule. The path of least resistance for the now. Terror, that reliable tool. In cities, towns and villages people bided their time. With trepidation they waited. These were the people who'd rail the most against what was being created. They'd voted for freedom in magnificent numbers. They'd woken many folk from comfortable slumbers. But the answer that they'd come up with wasn't part of the grand scheme. Independence and freedom, just for now, would have to remain their dream. In London they wrestled, the Liblab and Con, with the order needing restored. They decided quickly, with unconscionable haste. Free thinking needs must be outlawed. Then out came the specials, Antifa trained for the task. Bullying, beating and arresting, no questions to ask. Thousands were taken, in a matter of hours. Bundled behind barbed wire. Little did these EU stooges know. They'd stoked an unquenchable fire. In the barracks the squaddies questioned their sarges. Asking them how could this be so? We've killed our own, for whom, for what? Was all they wanted to know. The sergeants were angry at the officer class, who'd ordered the lads to shoot. Along with politicians, these were the enemy. They didn't give a hoot. The sergeants got talking, one to the other. A bond holding them strong together. No rotten EU superstate army would cause brother to fight against brother. A rally cry went around, growing through the night. For Britons to rally to the banner. The plan was to march through London, to the Commons. In orderly but belligerent manner. No bullets would be fired. There'd be no need to shed blood. So long as the craven cards in the house truly understood that free people were their masters, and now no longer their slaves. But cowards and traitors must always pay for filling unnecessary graves. Trafalgar Day dawned, fine British autumn, with Parliament in emergency session. Their self-serving deliberations were soon disturbed by a million-strong procession. Serving men and women marched as one, along with the recently freed. All cheered on by Britons, of nearly every colour and creed. They sent out their emissary. All puffed up with glorification. But he soon learned the price of standing with traitors. He'd no longer represent his nation. The traitors were tried, found guilty and wanting. In every conceivable department. They were banished to their country abodes. With some to a city apartment. They'd never hold office, make any law or kowtow to Brussels. A people's assembly, women and men good and true could now flex its muscles. A constitution of basic rights was writ. that was equitable, just and fair. Believe in the nation, stand up for its values. Work hard, you'll get your share. A revolution that started with bloody resolve, ended with neither whimper nor great shouting. The people had fought for democracy, that the government had tried flouting. A new era dawned on that day, men and women were sovereign and free. The EU, a fading memory, collapsed, somewhere across the sea. A golden age was heralded, a time for all Brits to cherish. If we hadn't won, stayed in the EU, my God, it would have been hellish. Copyright Colonist Cross 2018.